It's time to talk technology, and we have been following the progress of a company called Neatbox for several years now. The idea from Gavin Neat was to, well, make life easier for people with disabilities using technology that's already out there. So smart devices, Bluetooth technology, beacons, and two of the big apps are Welcome and Button. Now, the company has grown over the years. The apps are out there, but looking to spread them far and wide. Oh, and they're also free as well for users with disabilities. So to tell us more about the latest state of play and some awards news as well, we have Gavin with us, going from strength to strength really every time we talk.
Yeah, and it's always an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Alan, and it does feel like more like I'm talking to a friend when I come on your show. But of course, there'll be many people out there that have heard about us now through yourself and through other means, and yeah, I know it's brilliant to be able to keep people informed as to what we're up to.
We're going to chat a little bit about Welcome and a little bit about Button as well. But let's start with Welcome, because that's an app which you created to improve customer service, not just for the person receiving the service, but for organisations, companies who are giving customers a service. And that's really taken off.
I will say, just before I start, though, as soon as we start talking tech, I think probably a lot of people switch off. A lot of people brighten up as well because they love tech, especially how tech can be used. But everything that I wanted to do with tech revolved around the fact that I didn't really want tech to be involved. Now, that seems really strange, but when I was using tech for the phone or the tech that I was using to stay in the person's pocket or on the wrist, so that it wasn't foremost, it wasn't the first thing that was in somebody's hand. So all my tech is work from in the pocket. And with Welcome, which is the customer services app, is basically walk into a shop, get better customer service. It's something that we all want, but I didn't want the phone to be in the hand. I wanted the phone to be in the pocket.
Someone like myself could download the app free of charge, and I could look for places that are on there. And if I want to go to the supermarket, I can put some info in there so that they are ready and waiting as soon as I arrive to welcome me. And also they can provide the service that I need because I've told them already.
What's worth underlining there is that in the app, you don't actually have to say anything about your disability or what your specific needs are, or rather what your generalized needs are, because that's taken care of by the service. All you're really putting into the app is what you actually want to do that day. So you don't have to put in, for instance, don't touch my guide dog or don't grab me by the arm or something like that, because that's already taken it up by the service that we provide to the actual retailer. However, what you can put in there is this is my shopping list, or I want to upgrade my phone, or I want to withdraw some money, or I want to put on a bet at the 350 at Chepstow, whatever it might be. So that you don't actually have to worry about all of the disability related stuff. That's all taken up by the app itself.
I think what's good about this that I quite like is being a guide dog owner, you know, going in the front door of somewhere, you may not necessarily know where the customer service desk is, you may not be able to find staff, but if they get the alert to say you're coming, they can meet you in the door and improve the experience for all, really.
Yeah, no, I do test visits all the time, and I have to tell the people know it's me in advance, and they get a little bit nervous, as you might imagine. The boss of the company is coming around to test us or check on us. But I did a visit in Glasgow, Visit Scotland's Eye Centre, and when I came through the door, he came up to me and he said, "Hello, Gavin. My name is Gaetano. I know that you're interested in finding out about Nessie and Loch Ness. I've already prepared some brochures for you, and I can assure you that Nessie exists." And that was the question I'd put into the app.
Of course.
Does Nessie exist? So he already knew exactly what I was wanting. So all I did was then follow him to the chair, got a seat, and he showed me the brochures that were already prepared. None of this, I've got a visual impairment, or I've got a hearing impairment, or I've got cerebral palsy, or I've got autism, or any of that stuff. He knew exactly what I wanted. He introduced himself, and then we just got on with the business of the day. And I'd have to tell you, he was really nervous because it was me, but he was brilliant. And when we finished, I've just got goosebumps thinking about it, I have to tell you. When we finished, he was virtually high-fiving me. He felt more comfortable than he ever had interacting with somebody who was disabled. Now, I think he just looks forward to the next person who walks through the door using the system.
Now, Welcome is in many places, growing places as well, not just its visitor centres. You've got commercial places as well, public sector, council buildings and so on. The list is growing, but people can also nominate, you know, if there's not somewhere on Welcome that's covered, they can go via the app and say to you, "Hi, could Welcome be in this place? Because I go there quite a lot." And that's where you guys take over.
We're going to be victims of our own success on this. I have a list of about 20 companies that I haven't contacted yet, but I have a list of about 70 that I have, just letting them know what we do. And these are all requests that have come in from people. But Matthew Clark walked into House of Fraser in Glasgow, wasn't met by anybody. Matthew's visually impaired. Nobody came over to talk to him. He left and then requested it. And 4 months later, we installed at Jenner's on Prince's Street, which is a part of the House of Fraser group. One request. So get requesting. Go into the app, go to settings, go to request a venue and request it, and we will get round to them. Yes, I'm very busy, but it's on my list. Lots of phone calls, lots of emails.
And it's a growing list that's there already. You know, I was looking at some of the tweets you've had out recently. You know, now the Royal Bank of Scotland, so NatWest and so on there, sort of taking this on board.
One of our first venues was head office, RBS head office in Gogaburn. We were testing it there. And after about 6 months, they said, oh, how do you fancy rolling it out? They gave us three venues. They said, would you like to put one in Glasgow, one in Edinburgh and one in London? And then, of course, we found out that the one in London was a NatWest, because NatWest is part of the RBS group. So we now have one in Tavistock in London. So if anybody is in London or visiting London, then they can, and you don't even have to be a NatWest user, they could just set it up and visit, because Ray, the manageress there, loves it.
Great stuff. So we'll give some details a bit later, Gavin, how people can learn more about Neatbox and the apps and download and get using them. Some awards news as well, because Button was kind of really the first one you did. That sort of helps people with traffic crossings.
Yeah, so this is just an app that presses the button at pedestrian crossings. So you stand next to the crossing, you wait for a few seconds, and the wait light comes on because your phone's pressed the button. It's got the opportunity to increase crossing times and also turn on an audible signal where it's been turned off. But it's still early days. However, just this year, we were nominated and won the Herald Diversity Award, which was fantastic news for us. But then we were also highly commended in the National Transport Awards, which were just recently down in London. So we were up against seven others alongside Transport for London and some major companies around the UK. So for a small company like ours, that's just fantastic.
The recognition, I suppose, is a great thing, because you want to know that not just individuals, but you know, big organisations and so on know about you. But at the end of the day, it's all about getting the apps themselves into people's phones and tablets.
Yeah, well, awards are fantastic, and can't say I enjoy the experience of sitting there and getting up on stage and collecting awards, because it's not about the award. It's about the day after. When you're talking to a business and saying, yeah, we're award winning, they're much more likely to listen to you, especially with the size of some of these awards that we're getting involved with. So the award for us is a method to getting the message out there.
It is a bit of recognition as well. And when you're in the room with other nominees or other businesses as well, I suppose you get some network opportunities too, because you're in amongst some of the big boys sometimes.
Indeed we are, and you could have picked me off the ground the other day. There's a fantastic award called the Disability Smart Award, which is part of Disability Business Forum. We were led to believe that we'd been nominated. We were then told that we got into the finals, and then a week later we were told who the other finalists were. It was Neatbox, Microsoft and Facebook, and it was Technological Initiative of the Year. Come on. We're tiny. So to be up against these amazing companies Microsoft and amazing stuff for visual impairment this year. Just to be mentioned in the same breath is quite remarkable.
You know, we can't emphasise enough really to our listeners that, you know, if you think Welcome or Button could be of use to you, then, you know, it's free to download. The more people that use it, the more people that request it from different service providers, the bigger it grows. And you know, you're not just making the experience good for yourself, you're improving it for others and really teaching the service providers a little bit more about disability awareness and providing better service as well.
I wanted to help the customer service teams. I wanted them to have an understanding, because I know that it's difficult for them sometimes. I know sometimes they're busy, and sometimes they're just not being trained correctly, and sometimes they can just be bad at their job, of course. But I also recognize that sometimes they want to help, but they just don't have the skills, or they're just nervous about it. Society needs us all to take into consideration everybody else's point of view as well as our own.
Gavin, we're almost out of time. Great to catch up with you and find out how things are going at Neatbox, from strength to strength by the sounds of it. But if people would like to learn more about the company, about Welcome or Button, what's the best way to do that?
Well, neatbox.com is our website, N-E-A-T-E-B-O-X, or go onto YouTube and put in Neatbox and just find out about us. And I do want to hear from people. I love talking to people on our Facebook and Twitter and on all these places. So, at Neatbox on Twitter or at Gavin Neat on Twitter or, Facebook is Neatbox. Please just chat to me. I love talking to people. I love finding out how we can improve.
So there you go. Get the apps, give them a try, and improve things for not just you, but for many as well. Gavin, best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Always here and always happy to chat.